This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The end of Perek Aleph is Marich. It elaborates on the parts of Eretz Yisrael which were not conquered, which Shvatim couldn't complete the job. It begins with Pasik Chav Zayin all the way to Pasik Lamed Vav to the end of the Perek. We have who did not conquer the Shoftim Perek Aleph. We're holding now at the end of the first Perek, and it's more or less repetition, Pasik after Pasik, of all the different parts and all the different Shvatim that couldn't complete the Yerusha Sa'aretz, and in some cases the Kanani remained, and yet they took them for taxation. They kept them there by Yehu Amas. And this is the actual introduction to Perek Beis. That's where Perek Beis takes over from, and that Klal Yisrael is being sent a Navi to give them Teichacha for not completing Yerusha Sa'aretz, for leaving over in Canaan different parts of the Canaanim. Pasuk Aleph of Perek Beis, Vayal Malach Hashem in Gilgal El HaBeichim. Gilgal is a place, Beichim is a place, and the Malach Hashem who here is going is a Navi, and we soon will see from Rashi and Chazal who this Navi was. He comes to Klal Yisrael with the Musar Shmuyas. And that you're going to read at the end of Pasuk Aleph, Beis, Gimel, that there's a Musar to Klal Yisrael, Hayitochein, 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 you left over from the Knanim. You were told, Va'atem, Pasuk Beis, Leisichru Subris, Leyoyishev Haaretz, you were not supposed to make a treaty with them, you were supposed to annihilate them, Loi Shematem, Bekoili, Mazoi Sasisa. How could you do this? Klal Yisrael hears the words of the Malach, the Navi, the Musar, and immediately, Vayisu Amas Koilam Vayivku, the end of Pasuk Dalid, Vayikidaber Malach Hashem Esad Varmela, Kol B'nai Yisrael, Vayisu Amas Koilam Vayivku, and so the name Boichim. So the place was called originally Boichim, but of course we know in Tanakh that the names have to do with the future incidents that are going to take place in that place. So Boichim now is the reason we now understand why it was called Boichim. And Vayizbuch Hashem Lashem, they shech some carbon over there. Now, L'chayra, what happened? What was Taka, the story that Klal Yisrael did not conquer? Why not? Suppose that you learn that they couldn't. It had to do with lack of strength, lack of capability. They just weren't able to do it. So then what's the taina? If we're discussing... He wants to straighten it out. Okay. If the problem is one of oinus, it's one that they just couldn't do it, so how does it become a taina? And the answer obviously is that it must have been a taina that they could have done it. L'chayra. So why didn't they do it? It's taka pshat. So the emes, we're going to have to really discuss what exactly did they do wrong. The pasuk seems to say, Va'atem le'sichus rubris le'yoyishev haaretz, you were not supposed to make a treaty. You didn't listen to what I told you. So the Pasha Pshat and the Pasha is you did make treaties with them. You were Koyer's Bris. What you didn't do, because you were told to do this and you didn't do it, it's Mashma that what you were told you didn't do, and you were told to be not Koyer's Bris. The Pasha never told us in any of the psukim of the end of Perek Aleph that they were Koyer's Bris. All it says is they didn't conquer, they didn't finish the Yerusha. Vayu Lamas, they even taxed them. It doesn't say anywhere that they were Koyer's Bris with the Knanim. So how and why does the Pasuk seem to imply that that was the Tainim?
They were putting mass on them, that's considered like the Koyer's Bris.
Really? Okay, so the Yemis is, let me just tell you who asked the Kasha, the Alshich asked the Kasha, and many after him, and many before him. But the Alshich is Marech on this Kasha. We don't find the Krisis Bris. Some want to say that the fact that you let them live by you Lamas and you take from them taxes, that's a type of Krisis Bris. Maybe. It's a big discussion in Halacha. And I don't want to go into the detail of it. I'll just take the Mazak for prize value, the Alshich for a good Takasha. The L'chayra, the Pasik seems to say that they were Koyer's Bris and that's the Taina. While the Psukim don't clearly write and tell us that they were Koyer's Bris. Fakert, it seems that they weren't able to conquer, and they left them there, b'di'eved, b'di'lez breira. So first of all, oy bazoy, was is their taina? And the answer is, obviously, you could have done more, you should have done more, but the Krisis Bris is not in the pasuk unless you say, ho gufa, the fact that you let them stay on in Eretz Yisrael, and you take from them taxes. It's nichlal in the Isser of Leisichus Lambris. Many want to say like this. Many achroinim discuss. I would like the Medayik in the Pasuk, Rabbi, say something interesting. It never said that you weren't Koyer's Bris. All it says is, Va'atem Leisichusu Bris Lioi Shvei Oretz Azois. It didn't say you were Koyer's Bris. It doesn't say that the Isser was what you did, but I told you, and you didn't listen. You weren't Shemea Bekoili Mazoi Sasisa. What did you do? Now we're going to discuss this a little bit more in great detail, that sometimes there's a tzivu. And sometimes there's things that are not clear in the tzivui, yeah, but that's what the Rabbeinu Shleilam wanted. In the Pasuk, V'atem Leisichus Ubris, and if you notice, it says, Mazoi Sasisa, what did you do? What do you mean, what did you do? You didn't do what you were supposed to do. What's the Lashon?
They didn't make a bris with them.
They did make.
They did not.
They did not.
Well, so it's
what?
They didn't
make a bris.
They did not.
So my question is, what's the time? And the answer is, I told you not to make a bris. Now let's discuss this a little bit, Rabbi. If you notice, the psukim are very interesting. First of all, Vayal Malach Hashem. Who is this Malach Hashem? And why is he called the Malach Hashem? Just tell me who the person was. Sok Deil Gerashi, B'Shem Chazal, Shaninu B'Seder Eilam, Zehoyo Pinchas. This Malach is Pinchas. So Pinchas resurfaces. We know he resurfaces many times through his long life, Pinchas Eliyahu, through many, many Geschichtes in Tanakh, as well as Doiris later. Pinchas resurfaces for different Shlichasim. And this is one of them. So the Pasuk Vayal Malach Hashem is Pinchas. Why is he called Malach Hashem? And why Dafka Pinchas was taken for this task? What's up with Pinchas? Why does Pinchas have to come? I mean, what's wrong with other Nevi'im and what's wrong with other Manhigim? Yeshua is still alive. What's up with Dafka Albin Pinchas on Tzarikumen of them? So the Chazal tell us that every Navi is called Malach Hashem. The Medrash says, it's a Medrash Vayikra Rabba, that it was Pinchas. V'lama kara is a Malach, because all Nevi'im are Nekroyim Malachim. What? Okay. Shemishah Shais Ruach HaKadosh Shaira Alav.
The Malach is HaShaliach.
No, so why do we need that the Malach here? It's not always, it's not every place that there was a Malach, a Navi that comes, it's called the Malach. It's mudgash. It's stressed that it's a malach, a water malach. It's pana boiras klapidim. So why sometimes yeah and sometimes not? And why over here is there a hadgosha that the malach is the navi? And what's takapshat? Why do we need Pinchas to resurface in this story for him to be the one to be chosen to say the nevuah? Now, Rabbi Isai, in Shatova, the Psukim, Mechaira, there's another Shaila. What exactly is Gilgal? So the Radak says Gilgal happens to be the place where the Nevuah came. Coincidence. So the Malach is Pinchas, and the coincidence is that it's Minah Gilgal. Zok the Radak, Shom Nimtzulei Nevuah. That's where the Nevuah, so the story tells us, Minah Gilgal. Is there any significance? Is it important? Chayla, not, right? Chayla, it just happens to be that he was in Gilgal. So what's Pshat Vayal? What is Vayal? Malach Hashem in Gilgal, he wasn't with them.
Is Pinchas doing the same avoid of the Gilgal again?
This is Pinchas. We're going to learn this. That Pinchas resurfaces. Throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, we're going to find that Pinchas resurfaces. And he keeps on coming back for different occasions. And the question is there a significance here that Pinchas is the one to come back?
The reading between the lines, even though you see this, you should chop Hashem means this. That's what Pinchas did by...
We're going to get that. Wait. Okay, so let's see. Akol Panim Rabbi Isai, what's the shmuyis that's being given here? So we have over here that it's Pinchas. It's Minah Gilgul. Vayomer A'ale Eschem Mimitzrayim. What does the word A'ale mean? I have, I will. Is it avar or osid, Rabbi Isai?
Osid.
It's osid. A'ale. It should say, Helesi, I brought you up. So the Radak and the Rabag and the Mephoshim say, it's interchangeable. Sometimes the avar and the osid in expression and lashon is interchangeable. So here it's supposed to be read A'ale as if it says, I have. Interesting. Now, we know the Pasuk sometimes tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Moitzi. Sometimes it says in the Pasuk, Hamal Eschem, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has taken us out, elevated us from Mitzrayim. For example, by Shratzim it says that. Hamal Eschem, so Chazal tells us it's there for a reason, the word Mala. Why? Because Shratzim is Tumas Mitzrayim. Hamal Eschem. Elevated you, and if it's only for this that I have taken you out, it was Kedai. It's a lashon of Maila. Certain things we left Mitzrayim, it's about a Maila. We're elevated out of the Tumas Mitzrayim. Azezon Chazal. Now, here too, Vayoimer A'ale Eschem. The Shmuyis begins with A'ale. Is there a significance using the word Allah instead of just saying, I took you out? Allah means I've elevated you from. Mitzrayim is the chabrote. Mitzrayim is the chamokim, tumna, mokim, yarud. Allah, I've elevated you. And Chazal, when the Torah uses that lashon, discuss that there's a reason why it says the word Maila. Because certain things are a shayla of tum and taira. It's a certain degradation, these averis, so therefore it uses the word maila. But how does it fit in over here, the word Allah Escha?
Maybe that's what he told them then when they went out of Mitzrayim.
That what?
He's saying over, then before you went out of Mitzrayim, I said, I will bring you out of Mitzrayim.
Okay. But you do admit that the Radak.
I'll
listen to every once to me one at a time. Yes, but I hear. Ichabananda pshatz is of male, I like it better. What should I do? Every person has negias to what he thinks. Ichabananda vod, efshig leichet does best. Maybe yours is better, but. So what's the al? Okay, yes. What do you want to bring out?
On the map, Mitzrayim is a lower level. And we have a Yerith Mitzrayim. Okay. As compared to Eretz Yisrael.
You're right, but if that would be the case, then Chazal wouldn't be bothered when the Torah writes Hamala.
And it's part of the Musa.
For some reason, that's what I think. I think it's part of the Musa. You see, brilliant minds think alike. I agree with you. I think it's part of the Musa, that they say. You hear?
They wanted to get rid of the Knanim, and you should be on a higher level.
So you should say the Shir next week, Amid Hashem. I'm going to tap you in that you should say. You're saying very good. Okay, one, yes, well, what do you want to bring up?
They came out of Nusar Tumah when they came, when they...
Good, and what does that have to do with this issue? I mean, they have a chiyuv to go be kayak, to go and annihilate the Knanim, so why does this become the issue? Just say, I took you out, and I made a deal with you, and that's all, and finish. Vasatas, Allah Eschem. I went to look a little bit, I see my cousin, Reb Yitzchak Sarotz, who is married the same. Shaila, Chayra, the interesting, Allah Eschem, and Mitzrayim, it's a little out of context, knowing that the Torah B'davka sometimes writes, A'ala Eschem and Mitzrayim. Anyways, for all the Eschem, Al-Aretz, I bring you to the land, Ashenishbati, Lo'avoy Seichem, V'oimar, and I told you, Lo'yefer, Brisi Itchem, Li'oilam. I won't be made for the bris forever. Now, how did this come into the conversation? I mean, if there's a chiyuv, I bring you into the land, and I tell you that I want that you should do this mitzvah, and that is to annihilate and destroy and kill. And no let leisachaya kol neshame. So how did this become a chelik of the Musar? V'oimar, and I've said lo yefer brisi itchem. I won't knock. I won't shlug up the treaty forever. Vosotus hashayches tach mitzvah. When the mitzvah was mitan, dos nish ketan the mitzvah kum teich Musar. That's all.
But they're based on Gilgal. They first went into Eretz Yisrael. They traveled for 60, so a number of mil, 60 mil. They went to Gilgal and they made a bris over there.
Okay. So let's discuss all this. So we're starting to find that there's a picture that's starting to formulate here. The Malach, the bris, Gilgal. And what did they do wrong? V'loy shamatim b'koyli, mazoy sasisem. What exactly was all the time? Now, if you notice, something interesting also. When he gives them the Musar, Vayhi kedaber Malach Hashem es hadvarim o'eila. You know, even Pasuk Gimel, I think, is also a lot of orders here. V'gam amarti, le'agarish oisim ipnechem, v'hoi lechem letzidim, v'lehen yu lechem lemoikesh. I told you that you will only have bad, and it's only going to be a destructive force for you all there, Avodah Zarah. I told you a mitzvah and you didn't do it. What has this become the issue? V'yilchem l'tzidim, v'leihem yilchem l'moikesh. Del mitzvah is del mitzvah, nishketan del mitzvah, favasos nishketan del mitzvah. Why do we have to know all that room and that room? Why the Rebbeinu Shloilom was mitzav? How is that negeya so much? Anyways, Vayhi kedab malach Hashem es hadvarim o'eila el kol b'nei Yisrael. Vayhi som es kailam vayivku. So it starts off that he spoke to the b'nei Yisrael. Vayhi su ha'om es kailam. Why does it switch from the b'nei Yisrael to the om? Now, if you think this is not such a stark deed, Chazal always make this deed. Chazal tell us that sometimes Klal Yisrael is referred to as om, and sometimes Klal Yisrael is referred to as Bnei Yisrael. The Medrash Rabba says that when it says Bnei Yisrael, it's Shvach, it's Klal Yisrael when they're on a higher Madrega. And when Klal Yisrael is referred to as Om, it's on a lower Madrega. So here in the Pulse we have Beder Zachen, Vahi, Kedab, Malach, Hashem, Esadvar, Meila, Kol Bnei Yisrael. And then it switches to Vahi, So Om, Eskoilom, Vayivku. Why is it switch? And again, the Mefarshim Amayir, the Shaila, why are they called the Om over here? So, Abaisai, we're going to get back to all these Shailas, but first I'd like to say a Yisoid. You know, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman has a beautiful Yisoid. The Torah sometimes writes halachas, sivuyim, mitzvahs, and a person could theoretically keep Vashtet and Teirah. Could do it. But that's not exactly what the Rebbeinu Shloilom wanted. you could sometimes find heterim around the mitzvah that you weren't over the isser. Yet, is that what the Rebbeinu Shleil really wanted? He brings an interesting pasuk. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perik Yutes, Ubanu as Bama is Habal, Lisraif as Bnei'im Be'esh, Alois Labal, Alois Labal Ashalei Tzivisi, V'lei Dibarti, V'lei Ol Salibi. So there's three things the pasuk says. That I told you not to make Alois Labal Ashalei Tzivisi, V'lei Dibarti, V'lei Ol Salibi. I told you not to do it. What's the three things? Says Rabbi Elchanan, it's in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, a very famous Rabbi Elchanan, Ki yeh shloi shechel ke teira. There's tzivui, there's dibur. But then there's she'en alav loy tzivui v'loy dibur el ratzein Hashem. V'heim kol ha-mitzvahs the Rabbanan. You know what the Rabbanans are? The Rabbanan understood was the Rebbein Shem at Gevalt. You know, for example, just to bring out one of the most simple and classic examples, muktzah. It's exactly how the Rambam explains to us muktzah. That in the Torah it says, l'man yanuach, a person could theoretically not do lamites malachas, but he didn't rest. Sagt der Rambam, Perik Hafei, hat der Rabbanan gekommen und gemacht, als ein Mensch soll nicht anrühren muktzah, nei bazoi zol mekayim l'man yanuach. So the Rotzen, if you need it in English, I would call it the spirit of the law. Was will the Rebbeinu Shleil da? And he brings Rabbi Elchanan that that's what happened with Bilam. Bilam says, Leucha Lavres Pi Hashem. So was he over Pi Hashem? No. He did exactly what the Abish did. So what's the rishis of Bilam? You're right. I told you, you have to go. Abba was vilich. You know what I want. You know that I didn't want you to go. As the b'meilu g'gayin, so you went against the ratzon Hashem. Ayid, avisin asidat zveizach, asidat del tzivri Hashem, and then there's the ratzon Hashem. Vaz vil the Rebbeinu Shleil. If you notice, va'atem loisichu subris liyoyishev aretz hazois. What's the reason? There's a reason behind the Isser of Krisis Bris in Yoishvei Haaretz. If you look at the Rishonim tell us, Etz Yisrael is Heilig. Etz Yisrael is a Makom Kaddish. It's a Makom Roi L'Avoida. A mensch can steigen in Avoidus Hashem L'Ruchnius. So if you have the Knanim there, they're full of Avoida Zara, which of course we all know Avoida Zara reads the Gili Arayis. Umemele, you must get rid of them. So even if you're not over the Isser, even if maybe the Isser wasn't there, oh, but this is not what the Rebbeinu Shleil wanted. Oh, the Dazak del Pasik. V'atem leisichas subris liyoshev haaretz mizbechaseyem titaitzun. V'leishematem, you didn't listen well b'kayli. Vos habich gevolt. When I made the tzivui, maybe you're right, you got away with the actual halacha. You're not, the kasha is, we weren't kairis bris. Yeah, I'm out, you weren't kairis bris. But did you do vasichab givalt? Is that what I had in mind when I made this isra vada nish? And that's where the shmuyas comes from. The shmuyas comes from ma'ala eschem in Mitzrayim. Del tachlis. From Eretz Yisrael is given Allah, that you should be Nisala. Therefore, I told you to not to keep the Akum over there. Avadis has to do, like you said so beautiful, the reason behind it. What is the reason behind the Isser? The reason behind the Isser is because Klal Yisrael daf leben in aplatz versus Meula, that it's elevated. And that's what it means. Ashenishbati lavi seichem, v'oymar leofer brisi itchem lioilam. Eretz Yisrael is about the bris between Klal Yisrael. He's going back. Forget the actual iser. We're not discussing the iser. We're going back to the bris. I made a bris in Eretz Yisrael. What was the bris? Bris is Klal Yisrael and Kusher with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So even if, let's say, in the halacha, you weren't over the Yisr, oh, but this is not what I had in mind. That's pshat. And that's why he kedaber malach Hashem es advar meila kol bnei Yisrael. He was talking to them, b'stach bnei Yisrael. This is what he's telling them, Klal Yisrael. You're going into Eretz Yisrael as bnei Yisrael. Ayusa om. That's where the om comes in. They understood that the mistake was that in om, they didn't realize they're coming to Eretz Yisrael with a purpose. It's with a higher meaning. It's not stam they're coming to conquer the land that was given to them by Yerusha. Slicked in them bris with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Now I understand where Pinchas comes into the picture. It is Pinchas. Pinchas is Malach HaBris. I don't know if you know. Chassam Sofer always talks about it. When Pinchas comes to the bris, does he come as a person? Does he come as a Malach? How does he come? He's called Malach HaBris. What's that Malach HaBris? Throughout the Doiris, Pinchas is the Kanoi that's there to make sure the Klal Yisrael isn't affiliated, assimilated with the Goyim and the Aveiros. That's what happened originally, Pinchas. Pinchas is the Taich that he fought when the Bnei Smoyav, Zanu, they broke into Klal Yisrael, into the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. So Pinchas' job becomes Ladairus. Pinchas Ulyo, he lives on, and that's why he's here called Malach. His job over here is as Malach HaBris, and that's why he talks about the Bris. Pinchas, who is there to be Shoimer on the Bris, is now the Malach that's chosen to teach Klal Yisrael that they have a bris to be Mekayim in Eretz Yisrael. Now I understand where Gilgal comes from. You know, Gilgal brought down, the Radak brings down, that originally Gilgal was the place where the Aron and the Ohel Moed was. If you notice, Shaul becomes king. Shmuel tells him to make him king in Gilgal. Ayelchutz and Shmuel Aleph, Perikir Aleph, Pasik Tezvav, Ayelchu Kol Ha'om HaGilgal, Ayam Lichu Sham Eshol. Why Gilgal? So it says that over there was the Arayin and the Ohel Moed, the first place when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Lefikach says the Radak, Ha'yim Mechabdin Oise HaMakad. First place where the Ohel Moed and the later on it wasn't there. Originally, this was the makam where the Hashra'as Hashkina was when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So Mela, the idea was that Eretz Yisrael had to be conquered of an oifin that is there for the Beis HaMikdash. So he sends him in HaGilgal. The Nevuah was given to Pinchas to go to Klal Yisrael to give them Musa from where? In HaGilgal. Because they kept them. They kept them, the Yoshei Aretz. So you're right, in Halacha, maybe the Yisr of Leisichri's Bris, that didn't apply. The of having them. The Ratzon Hashem. What was the Ratzon Hashem? That they shouldn't be there because it'll be Litzidim. The Melech Eliyahu, Pinchas, Eliyahu, Malach HaBris, is there to Meir Klal Yisrael on the union of the Bris.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.